In the year 2117, an 8-year-old gay boy named Shannon found a magic lamp. He was granted 3 wishes. The first, a fur jacket. The second, a flying car. And the third was a planet full of unicorns. This is the story of that planet.
Welcome back, listeners. We are in the Action Room. Action Room is in the house! And I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And we got a slam bang wham bam thank you ma'am show for you this week.
Can't even quit it!
It's gonna kick ass! This week we've got an interview with the creators of a comedy animated cartoon short called Planet Unicorn. It's been mentioned on G4's Attack of the Show. Oh, also, here in the Action Room, just for you listeners this week, because you are so loyal and so wonderful, we have a friend of ours has planted a microphone live in Paris Hilton's jail cell.
That bitch.
You know, that crazy bitch. Let's listen in and see what's going on in Paris Hilton's jail cell.
What a fucking wuss.
What a fucking wuss. Well spoken. Speaking of Paris Hilton and strange, wanton, crazy acts of craziness.
Mostly sexual.
Yeah. Afua often seems to be the subject of strange propositions and offers.
Like, I've been ducking out on this couple that's been trying to invite me to a threesome, and I'm like, maybe if one of them were hot.
Oh, so what are you trying to say? If they were hot, you would?
I would consider.
How did they? Oh! So you're dodging them. You're telling them. Did you tell them no, or sort of?
I was like, look, it was a one-time thing. Just back off. And it's not going to happen.
Oh, wait, did it happen?
No.
You considering it was a one-time thing.
No.
Your contemplation of it was a one-time thing.
We're getting down to the root of this. Hold on a second. Now, you said one-time thing. Does that mean it's already happened?
Sometimes you get drunk, you consider things.
So there's a reason they're asking now.
Uh-oh. Wow. Well, Afua's got a man, ladies and gentlemen. That's all you need to hear right now.
So wait. Hold on. You can't let this go now, Tony. We've gotten into Howard Stern territory. You have to ride this thing to the end.
How many years ago was this?
What's today?
Forget all the other interviews we had for today.
That's right.
This is sometime around February.
Something about unicorns, I don't know. Forget that.
Can we check in with Paris one more time?
Yeah, what's Paris up to?
Let's see how the old bitch is doing.
Guard. Oh, guard. Hi, can you take a photo of me? It's been like 2 weeks since I've had my picture taken. I don't like that.
I sang at BAM, Brooklyn Academy of Music, in a rock opera based on 2001 A Space Odyssey. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
So let's hear it.
I'm big and black, why can't you see I'm exactly what you need? Because once you feel my power, you're going to fall down on your knees.
You know, my friends were very amused to see me on a stage in a public forum proclaiming in song that I am big and black.
Well, a lot of people listening to the show didn't know I was big and black either, so.
It's a reversal. Okay, pop culture fans, we have a terrific interview this week with the creators of a terrific comedy animated series called Planet Unicorn. It first made a splash on Channel 101, right? Mike forwarded it to me. I loved it. I thought this Planet Unicorn thing was extremely funny. Afua was not as taken with
it. Yeah, not so moved. I was like, okay, where's the funny? I'm waiting.
It's sort of a satire of My Little Pony and My Pretty Pony.
Which pissed me off because I had one. I had several things. And I didn't think it was gay. I thought the song was funny.
Yeah, we both agree that we love the song. Yeah. Let's play the song.
A gay boy wished for a planet full of unicorns. Planet Unicorn, Unicorn Planet. Give it up for feathers. Ooh, Cadillac and Tom Cruise. Oh, Planet Unicorn, hey.
Let's play the song. That was Tony's Long Island coming out. Let's play the song.
Do it.
Do it. But anyway, how about that fucking Planet Unicorn song?
Hey.
Come on, was that awesome? Could that be a hit in the clubs today?
Planet Unicorn, hey.
Gwen Stefani, step aside.
I don't think it's as good as this.
I'm big and black, why can't you see I'm exactly what you need? Well, children, I could be Chef from South Park.
You can check it out on YouTube, Planet Unicorn, and Mike took some time to speak with the creators, Tyler Spears and Mike Rose, about the creation of Planet Unicorn.
This is Mike from the Action Room, and I'm talking to Tyler Spears and Mike Rose, creators of Planet Unicorn, which is a really funny online cartoon. Can you tell us about Planet Unicorn?
It's basically an 8-year-old gay boy who gets 3 wishes from a genie, and he wishes for a planet full of unicorns. And there's 3 particular unicorns on the planet that we follow their stories each episode. Feathers, Cadillac, and Tom Cruise.
Was this inspired by Tom's early movie Legend?
I heard about this movie Legend after the fact.
It's just, you know, Shannon, the character Shannon loves Tom Cruise. He's one of his favorite actors, so that's where it comes from.
Channel 101, can you explain that and what the story behind that and how you came to be noticed through that channel?
It's basically a mini television network created by Dan Harmon and Rob Schraub. The viewers come every month to see it at CineSpace, and they see 10 mini shows that have to be kind of 5-minute versions of regular television shows. And the audience in CineSpace votes for it. So, for example, Planet Unicorn is on episode 4, so the audience at CineSpace at the end of every month has elected to vote it back.
This Sunday, the 24th, Planet Unicorn Episode 4 will be premiering at the live screening, the live Channel 101 screen at CineSpace in Hollywood, so if you're in Hollywood or LA, you should check it out. And then the next day, the 25th, it will be online at channel101.com.
And, I'd also like to credit Craig Morris and Robert Potter, who are the animators, and also our composer, Ryan Elder.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate your time.
Sure.
Definitely. Yeah, it was fun. Thank you very much.
So, are we going to check back with Paris again, or did we already do that?
No, let's do that.
Let's check with her one more time.
One more time.
What's going on? I'm having my own thoughts. Owie!
You know, I think it's clear to me that much like supermodel Petra Nemkova, who was hanging on for life in the tsunami. Petra Nemkova is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. She was there when that tsunami hit. Her boyfriend was swept away to death,
dude.
And she was like hanging on to a tree, okay? And when she came out of that experience, she was like, I'm going to be a philanthropist. I'm not just going to be a vapid supermodel. I'm going to do all this work for a meaningful life, because she'd been through that traumatic experience. Now, Paris Hilton wasn't exactly in the middle of a death-defying tsunami that killed millions.
She might be.
This is her hell, though, being alone.
Several nights in a jail cell. Just
no
might.
Mirrors.
She's going to become like the new philanthropist, genius, social worker of the next generation.
This is your prediction, Tony?
That's my prediction. Paris Hilton, social worker. Tony Wolf, futurist. And I'm Tony Wolf.
I'm a Fuhr Richardson.
We've got producer Mike here, and have a great week.